This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope we all had a good first weekend of the year, and hopefully everyone was okay if stuck inside one of those areas hit by that snowstorm over much of the middle of the country. Interesting looking storm system on those weather maps, but for those hit, I hope the power stayed on, everyone was safe, and all stocked up on food to stay in. Well, some of my old college friends back in Missouri were texting pics of the liquor they stocked up on. Priorities. Let's get going.
My favorite stories of the day.
I saw a report from Fox News on how an ear, nose, and throat doctor at an institute in Illinois discovered that Botox injections can help people burp. Yeah, burp. Fox quoted several doctors in the story saying injections to a specific spot on the throat can help people who have what these doctors call no-burp syndrome. There's also a long scientific technical name for it, but we'll stick with no-burp syndrome, which may sound like a syndrome a lot of us would like to have if wanting to avoid an embarrassing belch in public. But they say not burping out gas causes not only discomfort, but a move through the body to get out through another hole. If it ain't coming out one end, it's coming out another. And public farts are usually a bit more embarrassing than a burp. And at least one of the doctors said the flatulence can be excessive with this condition. So they say try over-the-counter options first, along with changes to the diet. But if all else fails, hey, Botox injections to the neck to induce burps to avoid gassing up the joint may not be so bad. Now, this is the time of year when those of us with Christmas trees are throwing them out on the curb to be picked up by local sanitation crews. But towns do not necessarily have to turn them into mulch, since some places have found fir trees, some have nutritional value. Yeah, the needles do kind of look like rosemary. Many people like the smell, and the indigenous people of Canada did eat the bark in cones. But in Germany, the Berlin Zoo has made a habit of feeding unsold trees to elephants and hanging them up for giraffes to munch on. Yeah, the zoo's mammal curator says the animals use them as food and toys, or back scratchers, since she says elephants will rub up against the prickly pine needles and toss around the fir trees with their trunks. You know, it's always fun, personally, keeping up with how long we can possibly live. Almost inspirational. And about 4 months after Tomiko Itoka of Japan became the world's oldest living person at 116, well, the gerontology research group says a soccer-loving nun in Brazil, who was born 16 days after Itoka, is now the title holder after local Japanese officials put out word Saturday that Itoka died on December 29th. Now, the nun is Sister Ina Canabaro, who was already honored by Pope Francis when she turned 110. And Sister Canabaro is now the second oldest nun on record. The oldest was Lucille Randone, who was also the world's title holder 2 years ago until passing at the age of 118. And by the way, the world's oldest person on record, a French woman who died in 1997 at the age of 122. Now, from one end of the age spectrum to the other. And bar owners and alcoholic drink makers may not like this, but the latest federal stats show younger Americans have been drinking less over the last decade and turning to mocktails, juices, and boba teas instead. In 2023, national survey numbers showed 49.6% of Americans between 18 and 25 drank alcohol in the last month. That's down from 59.6% 10 years prior, 2013. And we're in dry January now. You know, that name given to the month for those who want to detox and recover from all the drinking over the holidays. Now, the American Medical Association put out a statement this past Friday giving credit to warnings to young people in recent years about higher risks of cancer from drinking alcohol. And yeah, that may have played a part, but stats also show 43% of young adults in 2021 reported smoking weed within that year, as opposed to 34% 5 years prior in 2016 and 29% 10 years before. So, yeah, more adults are putting down drinks but picking up blunts. And imagine some young person high after sneaking outside to smoke a blunt, looking up to see an emu run by. Oh, they would just know they're high, and no one would believe them, but there has been one running around Mardella Springs, Maryland. Yeah, people in town there have been getting a kick out of seeing this emu, which state police confirmed made a break for it and ran off from its owner's farm New Year's Day. Emu must have thought, new year, new me, new freedom. And so people have been taking pictures and videos while County Animal Control try to catch this emu and get it back to its owner. But in the meantime, County Animal Control workers are telling folks to stay away from the emu. They're not as usually as aggressive as ostriches can be, but I was once pecked on the hand by an emu while covering a story on a farm, and yeah, that may sound cute, but let me tell you, those beaks hurt. Back in a moment, but first, a word from a colleague.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
You can download the Jams Podcast Mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
Hit it and split it.
Down, baby, let me jack you up.
Ooh, slammy.
Stoop down, baby, let me back you up.
Ooh, slammy.
That was my man, Slammy Sammy, with his classic hit. And used to have us all laughing while booty shaking. That's right. This is Mike Mann, bringing you nothing but the bangers. Old and...
And now, for the world around us.
Which takes us to a weekly look into the lengths people go to make a name for themselves in the Guinness Book of World Records. Man, a nonstop source for something weird to laugh at. Indian stuntman Kranthi Kumar Panikkara also goes by Drill Man because of a stunt he once pulled on his nose. Yeah, drill to his nose. Well, this time he put another facial part on the line or fans by using his tongue to stop 57 electric fans in 1 minute. Yeah, Guinness posted video of this on their Instagram account, and let's just say his mouth was very red after he finished. Earned him a medal around his neck and a framed certificate, and probably also a trip to a doctor. This guy's a piece of work. Drill Man Panikkara. He's been on several of these shows before. He also holds the Guinness World Record for the most nails hammered into his nose. 22 nails hammered into his nose within a minute. Hammers, nails, drills. Man, this dude needs some home improvement projects to keep the tools off his face. Now, somebody on a boat off Britain was probably freaked out at first by seeing what looked like a dead body floating in the water off Lancashire, until they got a little closer and saw it looked human, but clearly not a person. And they still called the Coast Guard, relayed that, and the Coast Guard sent out a rescue crew just in case. And this basically turned into another training session for the crew, because when they got there, they saw it was a training dummy used for man overboard drills, which is probably a sign that somebody or some crew failed their training exercise by losing this dummy. But they fished it out, saying the witness did the right thing reporting it so no one else would think they're seeing a body floating, especially if it washed up on shore. Now, seeing this next story led me to wonder why the country of Chile and my home state of Texas here in the U.S. don't get together for a flag brotherhood summit. The flags are just alike. Random thought. Sparked by seeing Chile's president Gabriel Boric take a trip to the South Pole on Friday to highlight his goal of basically planting a flag there at the southernmost point on the globe, since the country has claims to sovereignty in part of Antarctica. So President Boric was in 20 below zero temps while he was there this past weekend, all to call for expanding their scientific and environmental studies, like on black carbon at the South Pole. And Chilean government officials say this trip made Mr. Boric the first leader in the Americas to visit the South Pole. People in North America, meanwhile, usually head south in the winter to warm up. Now, this may not apply to all toilet seats, but anyone who has noticed their seat's color start to fade over time may want to stick to using tissue only to clean their bottoms, if a bidet is not installed to do all the cleaning for them. And since bidets are more common in Japan, apparently folks there have been using toilet paper that they're not using on their butts to clean the seats. But with one T, by the way, Japanese toilet company Toto put out word that their washlet bidet seats, color and condition, will hold up much better if people use soft cloths with a little dishwashing liquid from the kitchen to clean. Yeah, they say toilet paper or paper towels over time will rub off the color and leave tiny scratches, which will expand over time and trap sweaty dirt in the tiny grooves. So all I needed to hear, soft cloths to clean the seats from now on in this house. And a reminder, plumbers say, hey, those of us using wet wipes should never flush them, even if they say flushable. Yeah, they take too long to break down and may eventually clog the pipes. Celebrity birthdays next. Back at
In this world, it's not enough to be smart or pretty or talented. You need to get yourself noticed. Now, how can you do that without shouting from the rooftops or spending an arm and a leg? Four words, Silky Way Hair Conditioning. In just 3 days, your hair will be so spectacular, you can't help but get yourself noticed. And by all the right people, too.
Silky Way Hair Conditioning. At better beauty stores everywhere.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays for Tuesday the 7th. We'll start with Junior, both Blackish and Grownish, actor Marcus Scribner, 25 now. Singer Aloe Black, 46. The money-making half by name, at least in Big and Rich, singer John Rich, 51. Actor and singer Jeremy Renner. Glad he's better. Hopefully not on any snowmobiles now. He's 54. Actor Nicolas Cage, 61. TV news anchor Katie Couric, 68.
Priority number one is for us to find the murder scene.
Horatio in CSI Miami. Actor David Caruso, 69. I used to always forget he sung this jam. Singer Kenny Loggins, 77. And on Wednesday,
that's the girl he chose.
The main character in Wicked, actor and singer Cynthia Erivo. At Sunday's Golden Globe, sitting there with co-star Ariana Grande, Erivo will be 38. Singer Sean Paul, turning 52. Radio DJ and the newlywed game show host Bob Eubanks will be 87. And then on Thursday the 9th, actor Nina Dobrev is turning 36. AJ and the Backstreet Boys turning 47. Actor and comedian Dion Cole, Average Joe, will be 54. Happy music. Singer Dave Matthews with a band named after him. Dave Matthews, 58. Santa Claus in Prime's movie Red 1. Actor J.K. Simmons. So many different roles over the years for this guy. He's turning 70. Still jacked like he was in Oz. Yeah, we rumba-bum-bum. Buster Poindexter, the assumed name of New York Dolls lead singer David Johansen after the group broke up. Johansen, or Buster, will be 75. Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page will be 81 and... Singer and activist Joan Baez. Got lyrics, love her storytelling. Baez will turn 84. And that'll do it for this second cast. We'll be back Friday with the next one, dropping every Tuesday and Friday through Amazon, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora, and other major podcast providers. And there's also a link up top on the website, realpodnewscast.com, real with two E's. And I admit the website looks like it was designed in the 90s. I did it. I'm guilty. But I am getting help now to fix up the site, so that should look a lot better soon. It works, just not very polished yet. But again, thanks so much for listening. Please hit follow, hit like, tell a friend. Don't hit a friend, but give a 5-star rating too, or 4. And hit me up with suggestions for whatever in the show. My email is at the bottom of the website, but it's levon@realpodnewscast.com. Talk to you Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.